ATY Mobile.
We're DTY, KO4HK. You still out there?
Keep it going.
See you today.
I just spent way too much money at Costco, and it's been a nightmare out here today.
What are you doing over there?
And then I hate coming to Woodruff Road, so if I come, I try to get as much as I can over here. So I went ahead and went to Costco to try to do our monthly shopping, and it hurt.
Dougie,
Dougie,
easy. Hey, Chandler. Roger that. We did the same thing at Sam's Saturday, so yeah, I know how you feel.
Over here on the weekend, so I usually try to come on Monday or Tuesday if I can. And I swear, prices have shot up so much that our normal grocery bill has skyrocketed.
Hey, guys, it's Hickey. Oh, Hickey. It's amazing how expensive stuff is now, Daniel.
Hey, Patrick. I said to my dad.
I was trying to do an Easter dinner with my family, and so I usually, well, this year I'm going to be smoking some pork butts, so making some pulled pork barbecue. So I just was shocked at kind of where everything was price-wise, but it is what it is.
That's something.
Thank you, Uncle Joe.
I don't play him.
Hey, Steve.
KN4VWA. 4HKX. I don't so much blame Uncle Joe as the people that voted his administration into office.
Everybody.
40, 50, 100 years. They're the ones to blame. But, yeah, I'm with you there, the people that voted, too, if that actually happened.
Doctor visit this morning.
Sir, so could not have gotten a better report, but I'm still waiting on another one that I got to go to. So, anyhow, I'm just doing just fine until I just left Sam's. We're doing about the same thing you are, except we're going to do 2 8-pound spiral hams, and we walked out of there, and it was how much?
$239.
I understand. This is probably the most I've ever spent, and I walked out there spending $440.
Did you leave anything for anybody else?
Part is that that was not a pool buggy. That was just our normal grocery shopping, which usually comes out to be about $250, $275, and then add Easter on top of that because we were trying to help my parents out this year with Easter. So I knew I'd spend a little bit more on Easter. I just didn't think it'd come out that high.
Sort of feed this year there, Patrick?
Me and the wife.
I think we're going to have, let's see, 2, 4, 6, 8, 10 of us.
With just immediate family, there will be 29 of us.
Well, you're just rather prolific, aren't you?
Siblings of my family, plus my parents, and now most of us are married and now kids.
Who do you rent a table that big?
I don't have it at our house, but there, we just don't have that much room. So my mom actually has a table that'll seat 12. So we'll eat over there, and then everybody else has, actually more than that, I guess. I don't know, maybe it's 14 or something like that. And then all the kids will eat at another two tables.
Well, Daniel, I tell you what, buddy, if you need to borrow some 8-foot tables, I'd loan you a couple of tables.
Amazing. Yeah, I didn't know where I could get any, and I didn't. I honestly did not want to rent tables, so I just kind of was like, hey, Mom, can we do it at your house? And of course, she was like, yes, but we were trying to make it easier on my parents this year.
Well, like I said, I loan you an 8-foot table if you want to borrow one.
Let me find out what we're doing for sure, but I think we may be fine right now, but I'll definitely call out for you if I need it. Thanks, though. Your kid's not coming over for Easter?
You asking me that question? No, my son is working, and I only have one son, so I'm good.
By the time my in-laws come to town, I'm shipping them over to your house.
There's no room at the inn.
How about you, Chandler? How many is going to be at your house for Easter?
Steve, Chandler, I'm going to hop out for just a minute. I got to run in here right quick. KO4, HKX, and I'll say 7-3s for a moment.
7-3s, Patrick. Just your normal doctor's appointment you had to go to?
Yep. Well, Bat and I had a little something that they were checking up on, and it turned out to be all good. So, anyhow, when it comes to that, I'm a happy boy. I just gotta cut down by about 40 or 50 pounds, according to the insurance company.
Well, I hear that, and I've definitely been trying to drop. I've dropped 25 so far, but I got probably another 20 to go.
Daniel, I gotta get out of the truck and get some go juice here. I'll be back in a few minutes. K4 of WA, clear.
I may still be here.
HKX, KI4, DTY, you still there?
Yep, still here. How's your day going?
I brought the collections department today, so things are going real smooth. Can you repeat that last one?
That little shadowy area of Paris Mountain. So, do you, I didn't hear what your comeback was.
The collection department with me today, so things are going pretty smooth.
Well, cool. So, who's your ride?
Today.
What area are you in today?
Right now I'm in Berea, but I'm not having much luck down here.
A pretty good day for sales. Nice weather outside, and people like to spend money when it's nice outside.
True, but over on this side of town, it seems like there's real light traffic. I was talking to another distributor earlier, and he said the same thing down in his area.
It is so packed today.
Stephen Chandler?
Went and Steve had to get some push juice.
Just tell me where we're meeting so he can fill up the truck.
It was his credit card, and we'll take care of it.
Thing is, diesel fuel's come down some over here on this side of town.
Yeah, I noticed that gas was there's a couple 7-Elevens over by my house. And they've all come down, so they're in that 339 mark for the 87.
See what gas was, but diesel's down to 449.
You don't have to worry about none of your vehicles are gasoline except for probably your wife's car, huh?
Roger that. Ignore the QRM.
Voices. I didn't know that was a QRM.
It is. But, so how's your day going other than having to go broke?
It one of these guys with a sign outside soon, holding up for grocery money, trying to feed these kids. But, yeah, it's been a good day, just trying to get a lot done.
About that, I was having to make an awkward turn there.
It keeps being a hit and miss.
I got your message on the landline.
I'm going to have to say 73s. I'm at my next destination. I got to get going. But I'll try to help one later.
Good day. Good to talk to you.
Same here. Have a good one, Chandler, too. And if Steve gets on, tell him I said goodbye. All right, y'all have a good one. 73.
73,
Daniel. Chandler, you on your midday bus run?
That bus run has already gone and passed. I'm free until 2:30.
Yourself with all that free time?
I don't know. I guess I'm going to sit here and talk to you on the radio for a few minutes.
Hi. I'm glad you want to talk to me.
Glad you want to talk to me, too. Well, how's your day this morning, Francis?
I'm pretty quiet today. Like I was telling Daniel, it just seems like the traffic is down over here on White Horse Road. Don't know what's going on. Thought maybe it was y'all spring break and parents were all at home, but I guess not.
That's just sad.
I hate
when people come out and
swim
and they
don't look. Are you at home? I can barely make you out what you're saying.
I'm on my hands and talking to me. You need to take my feet in
the car. Station, I didn't get any of that.
Just stay over somewhere, WWC.
KO4HKX. Chandler, turn your other radio off.
How's my signal?
Your signal is much better right now, but we got QRM, just so you know.
I'm going to remain on frequency and talk to you for a few minutes.
But how's your midday bus run go? Did it go okay?
Pretty good. It went really well. We got a new kid today. Man, he is a nice little kid. I think it was his first time riding a big school bus.
$127
to fill up my truck.
It's, for some reason, it's cheaper over here on this side of town. I don't know why, but that's why I fill up over here.
I don't blame you a bit. All right. Well, you and Chandler carry on there, bud, and I will talk to you soon. I'll be monitoring. Chandler, try to behave yourself today.
Now, I am a well-behaved gentleman. Now, you, on the other hand, I don't know that for sure. I think you might be misbehaving a little bit out there in your truck. But 73 Steve. Patrick, I'm still here.
Before I go, I'll have you know, Chandler, that I'm sweet and innocent and I got my wife sitting next to me. So I gotta behave. Y'all have fun, killing 4 WA, clear.
Steve, you have a good afternoon. And like Chandler said, make sure you behave.
I'm having this fun, Chandler.
Plans for Easter this year.
She's getting ass raped on Easter.
I don't know quite yet. I'm thinking I'm talking. Most likely will be a normal weekend for my family, but I don't know. I'll have to ask and find out.
I didn't know if you were getting together with your family or not.
Thanks, Easter Patrick.
We have a sunrise service at church, and I'll spend the day, most of the day, doing that.
Copy that. Yeah. I'm a member of the church, but I've been doing church at home lately. Just, I don't know, I figure it's good to have this time between me and God and myself instead of a bunch of people. No offense, church is good and I like it. It's just, I just haven't been feeling like going lately. But I still read the Bible and all that every day.
You gotta take care of yourself, okay?
I'll take care of you in the middle.
Going back to playing with little 3-year-old boys, little punk. KN4TZW.
I'm just killing my TZW.
I'm at your mama's house right now, son.
I shouldn't do this. This is KL4WWC. You make another wisecrack at me like that, I'll find you. I'm sorry, I just couldn't take it right a second.
Don't let it get to you. It doesn't even matter. Pretty sorry human being that's got to be that way.
I know. So what were you talking about, Patrick? Easter?
You got something you want to talk about? Go ahead. I'm here for a little bit. I'm hung up here in the road.
Somebody's gonna have to give me the topic, ask me something. I can't think of something to say.
Get that last one. Can you come back to me one more time with it?
Yeah, ask me something, because I can't think of something I want to say.
What's your plans other than Easter this weekend? You're just gonna. Did you ever get to go fishing?
I didn't get to go fishing this weekend, this past weekend, but I did get to go see my nephews. I'll have to send you the video on. Actually, I'll just post it on Facebook. It's pretty funny. When he's out shooting a 3D gun, you'll see.
David, KF4, isn't it?
Yeah, I'm doing all right. You got some noise behind you. I don't know if that's you or the team we're in, but I could make out some of what you said.
Broadcasting from, not transmitting from, not broadcasting, transmitting from your house, and you were sounding pretty good. There was just a little bit of light noise, but you were getting into the machine pretty good.
How much did you want me to pay you for that amp?
We would need to check the thing out, and first question, do you have a power supply? I assume, yeah, you do, because, you're running your base station, but what amperage is your power supply?
55 amps.
Same time off the same power supply. You might maybe find a little bit smaller power supply to run your radio, and then the 35 amp, would probably run this amplifier. And of course you'd need about a 3 foot jumper to go from the radio to the amplifier and then all that good stuff. But I could maybe, come over to your house sometime when Chad was available and bring this and we could check it out and see what it'll do.
Roger. Would you want me to pay you for it? Then we would just be to help out.
You can pay me for it, if it works out and it's something usable for you, you can pay me for it. We'll discuss all that, but first thing would be, like I say, I'd want to check it out and be sure it still works. It's been sitting out here in my shop for a while, probably need to blow the dust out of it so, it don't fry no circuits from being dusty.
Be a while before I want to spend a lot of money on something like that, but we could definitely check it out and he could bring it. Doesn't mean I would necessarily buy it that day, but we could see what it does. I'm not trying to be disrespectful. I got a budget and I have to save as much money as I can and make sure I buy the things that I need for my regular life before I do anything for the hobby. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah, I totally understand that. I've got a budget myself. I've got diabetes real bad, and I got to be sure I got my medicine and insulin and all that good junk before my toys and hobbies got to come second place. But like I say, I'm not using this amp at all, and like I say, I would like for Chad, he's been kind of helping the Ouija Bay station, if he could, say set up a time that I could bring the amp over there and hook everything up and see what it does.
David, what's your plan for this week? Oh, and Patrick, I'm not trying to leave you out. You still there? Go ahead.
I've got something I got to do Wednesday and Friday, and Thursday might be a little rainy, but I could probably come over sometime Thursday if that would be suitable with everybody.
Let me talk it over with my parents and as long as they're okay, that'll be fine. I do know that they don't really like people coming in the house much, so I would probably have to try and hook up the stuff with my mom on the inside of the house and you guys standing right outside the window. I could open the window up so you could talk to us. I'm not being disrespectful. I'm just trying to avoid any kind of issues that might come up if somebody were to walk in the house, over.
we know each other, but you know, it's a little different when you got somebody coming that you. I understand. Let's just put it that way. I understand. No big deal. And a lot of times you can key up one of these amplifiers with just you know, a handheld radio. Now that's also an option. That way you can use your power supply strictly for the amplifier, and you're using just a little handy talkie to key up the amplifier. I don't know, you know, how much radio equipment you got. I've got a bunch of Beta things laying around here. I could bring one of them and we could try, you know, keying it up with that.
It's a lot better because I have a 2-meter antenna in the car and I could run the amp to the HT going mobile, and that would help me out because I could do that in the car. Maybe I could also run the amp to my mobile radio if I wanted to.
If that's a possibility, but then you got, you know, you're having to unhook unhook the amplifier from what you got going inside your house and then move it out to your car, and yeah, there's a little, oh, that's never mind. I've got, well, I don't know if you'd even want to, I've got a real, real small amplifier that's you know, if all you're running in your car is an HT, it does about 35 watts. The bigger the amplifier, I have to get my hands on it. Yes, anyway, I'll round it up. But this small one does 35 watts. It'd be good to hook up in your car, and you could leave it in your car and run your HD into it.
Yeah, yeah. I was thinking about running the big one in the car to my mobile and maybe running the small one on the HD in the car as well. So that way I can have two amps running two radios. This radio right here that I'm talking on right now is a Motorola MaxTrack, and it does about 25 watts. So if I took the big amp, put to it in the car, then I could use it when I'm going down the road. And then when I'm sitting in the parking lot with the car off, I could use the small amp with the handheld.
With the big amp, I'm pretty sure you don't want to run more than 5 or 10 watts into it. I think that's how it's set up. I probably need to get a owner's manual if I can find one off the internet for it. I do. It's a KLM 140, and it's a pretty good size amp. So, but we can work all that out. It's just, like I said, I don't have the steadiest hands in the world, and that would be a good reason. You know, if Chad's available maybe Thursday, I don't know what his schedule is, but I think I heard him over on the 1-9 machine just a little while ago. He was talking to Andy, but maybe Patrick's back in here by now. He might have had to answer a phone call or something. I'm going to clear out for a little while, and you have a good afternoon, and I'll be listening. KF4 and XY.
Thank you.
KO4 HKX.
Patrick, KF4 and XY.
I think I'm going to go myself. I need to go inside and hang out with the crew a little bit.
Roger that, Chandler. You have a good afternoon, and I'll talk to you on down the log. KO4HKX, and I'll be mobile and monitoring.
Disregard. I'll be right back.